Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, there has been a steady decline in part-time weekend jobs, with a real shift away from teenagers getting their first job at an early age. It is said that the decline of the Saturday job means young people are no longer ready for work in the modern work environment. So to discuss this further, we are now joined by Newstalk's Henry McKean. Henry, lovely to see you. What age were you when you got your first part-time job, and what were you doing?
Kira, I worked in an international restaurant. I was just 16. It was run by an Iranian family. I was fired after 1 week because I accidentally gave the customers two main courses, and then I went on and got a job as a kitchen porter in a Chinese restaurant, surrounded by basically hanging ducks, really. And then I was a lounge boy. And then at 17, I got a huge promotion. I worked at McDonald's Frascati, and I was on £3.20 an hour.
So you're talking you had four jobs in your first year. That doesn't sound good, Henry.
I was trying to get my work experience up for the promotion in McDonald's.
You weren't fired from all of them, were you?
I was fired from all of those jobs, but I left McDonald's. I chose to leave McDonald's. But yourself, tell us your first job.
Well, I definitely was helping out in my Uncle Raymond's hair salon from about 10 years of age, would say. Folding towels, I remember doing that.
Folding towels?
Yeah, up in his attic. And then I think I'd written my first proper paying job at about 14 or 15 in a local newsagents.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, I'm glad that we're discussing this, because you're right, there's been a long-standing decline when it comes to young people and jobs. So if we go back to the year 2000 in Ireland, about 30% of 16 and 17-year-olds had some sort of part-time job, and that's dropped to about 25% this year in 2026. And they're actually calling them basically a lost generation. They're called NEETs, which stands for Not in Education, Employment or Training. And I got to meet people up and down the country, and I asked them about their first job. I mean, were they a teenager? Were they like yourself? Were they just 10 years of age?
I worked as a receptionist, washing hair in a hairdresser's for £1 an hour.
£1 an
hour. That's what. Yeah.
That's all you got.
That's all I got. Yeah.
And how old were you?
I was 16. Yeah, I would have been 16. So it's a while ago now.
So that's not much, even then.
No. And sometimes I get tips if I wash the hair properly.
And tell me, did you have a part-time job when you were young?
I had a part-time job. I worked as a waitress, and I worked in a shop, local shop.
And did it help you? Did it help you understand people?
It definitely helped me. Sure, I was working with the public. From when I was young, I was waitressing, and then I was in the shop then for years.
What was your first part-time job?
Delivering the newspapers.
So you were a newspaper delivery girl. What year was that?
Middle 60s.
Mid-60s.
Coming into the 70s, yeah, about that time it would be.
And were you paid per newspaper being delivered, or was it a once-off fee?
You got 1 shilling for delivering the newspapers.
Just 1 shilling. And today's money, how much is that?
50 cent.
Oh, about 50 cent. Yeah. So not bad. And did that help you? Did that make you understand the value of money? Make you understand that you've got to work hard to make a living?
Oh, yes, it did. Really did. I worked really hard. All my life I've worked hard.
Why do you think so many young people aren't getting part-time jobs these days?
They don't know the value of money. They don't know what it is to go out at 4:30 in the morning when you're working. They don't know what it is to go to your bed at 4:30 in the morning, get the first bus, I work for maybe 8 hours. They don't know what that is.
So they don't have a work ethic, you don't think?
Not at all. By no standards do they have it at all.
I think they have it too easy, to be honest, yeah.
Parents paying for their weekends or going out or keeping them going.
Okay, so that's what some people thought of this. And to be fair, I don't think you can work under 14 years of age legally in this country. So we'll not judge those, but you can kind of after that age. Why are they not getting part-time jobs in the same kind of big numbers that they would have done years ago, Henry?
Well, there's a number of reasons. Education. Lots of parents and schools want the kids to stay in their class. Also, parents. I hate to say it, and I'm not going to judge because I do it myself. They're transferring money to Revolut straight to the kids, and the kids don't perhaps have any incentive to go off and get a part-time job. I'm not saying they're spoiled. They're not spoiled. Also, it's quite difficult for the children to get jobs, some of them, because lots of, news agents and what have you, and even paper round doesn't exist anymore. They want people with experience. But how can you get experience if you've no experience and you need experience and it's a vicious circle? So it's a combination of reasons. We speak to the fifth year head at Trinity Comprehensive School, and also the principal Francis Neary, and they talk about soft skills and personal skills being learnt in a part-time job.
It's all about balance. I think it's great when students get the opportunity to have a part-time job. And I'm going to stress the fact that I think it's important during the weekend. You know, the students' studies is really important, that they're getting their studies so they can, you know, progress on to careers, etc. But when they're working, they gain sort of soft skills and personal skills. It's great for them to be able to interact with people, develop confidence, and also understand things like time management, working as a team. So they're all qualities that are really important and that we would sort of do, you know, in the likes of TY or LCVP. So I think it's great for young...
And there's the bell. We're in school. It's important that the kids stay in school too, isn't it?
It's 100% important that they stay in school. But the few hours during the weekend, I think, can benefit them as well. It brings students out of their shell, gives them confidence, a little bit of sort of ownership in relation to, I suppose, practicing being adults. And I think that's really important.
My name's Margaret Gillespie. I'm a fifth year head here at Trinity Comprehensive School in Ballymun.
You're a Donegal lady. Did you have part-time jobs growing up?
I did. I started when I was 16. First one was Super Value. Worked there for a summer. Then after that, hotel work, bar work. I had a job for all of my college and school life. I think a lot of them find it difficult to actually find a job. It's with their age. There's stricter with the 16. A lot of them aren't allowed to work with money. And I suppose, like, we try and help them out with their work experience. Even with that, they would struggle, even when it's voluntary work for 2 weeks. And I suppose a lot of employers are not willing to take them on.
Yeah, so it's not sort of completely clear cut, is it, Henry? I mean, you did meet with some young people. Were they in part-time employment?
Yeah, they did have jobs. And we start with this young lad from Trinity Comprehensive School.
So I worked in a convenience store from about the age of 16 to just about when I turned 17. I worked the second half of the summer and the beginning of school. I left at the beginning of this year because I couldn't find time to balance school and work.
And did you like it? Did you enjoy working in the convenience store? What did you do?
I did enjoy it. I wasn't old enough to handle the money, so I worked in the warehouse, stocking shelves, and I was out and you get to talk to people, so it was nice, you know.
Was the money good?
It was good enough for me. You know, I don't have to help out too much at home, so I got to keep a bit in the pocket, so it was handy. I'd say about $12.50 an hour.
Why do you think so many young people aren't getting part-time jobs? Perhaps they're going from school to a trade or to college and then out into the workplace or an apprenticeship without the experience of a part-time job. Is it harder? Is it easier not to get a job? Do they want to study?
I think, honestly, it's partly because of laziness, and I think you find that in every generation, but especially now with like social media, it's just more known and more talked about, you know. So I don't think it's my generation specifically. But I think a lot of people are lazy, and there's also a stigma that, you know, young people aren't good workers, so there's not much hire.
What about the girls, Henry? What are they doing?
Yeah, I want to be sympathetic here, and I want to say this generation, they have it really tough, really, really hard because of social media and because of all the different distractions. And it can be really overwhelming in the workplace because, remember, some young people can't even pick up a phone and say hello. They're quite shy. So it's tough. And some struggle. And I know one of them. She got a job in a hotel over the summer, but she only lasted until the autumn because it was hard work. It was tough. And they're not like our generation. They're different. And we need to toughen them up. Here are the girls.
I worked in a pharmacy. And I was working there for around 4 months nearly. I was working mostly in the back, just doing what most of the back people do, like making prescriptions and all stuff like that. I worked around like 3 days a week.
So that's quite a lot, 3 days, isn't it?
Not really. I'm only just do a weekend and then just a Wednesday.
You quit. Was it too much? Why did you quit? Was it too far away?
It was a bit too far away as well. Like, trying to get up there early in the morning, so I was leaving, like, really early to get there on time as well. And then the buses with the traffic was just a lot.
And was it good experience being able to interact with, you know, workers and adults and understanding the workplace environment?
It was very, like, different working up there because a lot of pharmacies don't really take teenagers and all, but the one I was in was just mostly teenagers, and like you're working with a lot of like stuff that kids won't really work with because they don't need to go to college for, and also it was like a real good experience.
Why do you think your generation don't have part-time jobs like our generation?
I think it's mostly because like a lot of people don't want to hire teenagers because like all their kids, they're not like going to work well for us, they're just going to be wanting to be like in bed all the time and all. And that like it is a lot of just mainly because people just don't hire us.
I worked in a pub for a few months in the summer, just, you know, taking orders, cleaning around tables.
You were a lounge girl?
Yeah, something like that.
And did you enjoy it?
I actually really did. I liked interacting with people and, you know, it's just fun to get out of the house for a while. I learned that I'm able to work and it's not, oh, you're too young, you can't work, or, you know, because you're younger, they think lowly of you just because you're younger age, but you really can work the same way as everybody else.
And did you make much money?
I did, I was on the minimum wage.
And what did you spend the money on?
I saved most of it into, you know, like credit unions and stuff like that, and then obviously I had my spending money.
So you still have some of it left?
Yeah.
And you're not working now. Was it because you wanted to study, or was it just too much to combine, you know, school and a part-time job?
I knew a skill coming up, it was going to be a bit of a challenge, so I decided to just stop working and wait until, you know, I finish school or when I actually have the time to get a job. I think that with social media, it's a big impact, and everyone thinks like, oh, well, there's lots of influencers and they're making money from just making videos or playing games, and they're thinking it's an easier way to make money.
That's Henry McKean's report there on the trend of young people aged 16, 17 years of age not getting part-time jobs the way it would have been, I suppose, a rite of passage when many of us would have worked at the weekends, certainly through the summers or the holidays back in those days, in the early days. We've got some texts in here. My 17 and 19-year-old both working part-time and they both found jobs themselves. My 19-year-old insists on paying her own college fees. I am very proud, and so you should be. I spent 6 years working in a bar retail while I was in university, undergrad and postgrad in the 80s and early 90s. It was incredible life skills that were learned. I do think it builds up your confidence and your self-esteem, and you make friendships and you learn to stand on your own two feet a bit. I do think there's some benefit to it. There's a rural-urban divide here, says this texter. There's plenty of young people working in rural Ireland. Would love to hear more about that. And finally, I got my first job at the age of 13 in Mosny. So obviously that's illegal. We couldn't do that now, but I've worked ever since. This texter says, kids have it too easy and you can't beat experience. What do you think, Henry?
I think there's so much truth in that. And for example, if I wanted to get a pint when I was 18, I had to make sure that I had money in my pocket. If I wanted new jeans, new runners, if I wanted to go away for the summer, maybe backpacking, you know, you had to have a part-time job. You had to. Yeah. You couldn't ask your parents. That just wasn't allowed.
And that drove us out the door. Anyhow, keep your texts coming in on that report.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.